The following shiur has been presented by Harav Moshe Lowy, Rav of the Agudas Yisrael of Toronto, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today we're going to learn Brachos Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara brings down a story that Yana Malka Malkasa Kriyichi Riftavad Adoda. They were eating bread. And since he killed out all the Rabbanon, there was no one who knew how to bench. He said to his wife, "Man, who'll give us someone who could bench for us?" If you swear to me, if I'll bring you somebody, you're not going to be mitzarim. He swore to her. She brought her brother Shimon ben Shotach. I swove in the day of the door. He put it between him and her. He said to him, "Look how much cover I'm giving you. You're not giving me any cover. Arise, who the Michael? The Rabbi Nisham is giving me cover. Because it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, 'Sasaleho, you'll caress it as from Mecca. If you caress the Torah, it will uplift you. Sechabeitcho ki sechabkeno. And it will honor you if you embrace it. That Torah is the one to give me covet. Amalah," so he said to his wife, "Chazis, lemekabamaras. You see that these Rabbanahan Kalmaras, that's why I killed them out. Yehovalei kasel avruchi. They gave him a kois to bench. Amar hechavruch. How could I bench? What should I say? Baruch sho'achal yanai v'chaveru v'shaloi. That baruch that yanai ate. So Shasi lai kasa, so he drank up this kais. Yehavle kasa achrina, baruch. So now he's able to bench. Omer abba brei derb chibra abba. Shim b'shotach do'ovid l'garmi yudov. That he went and he benched just drinking a kais. He went and benched. He did only for his own mispah, but it's called with malchus. D'hoch omer b'chibra abba amir yoichna. L'oilam einu moitze esrabi d'chavosan. Ad she yoichal kazai is dogan. That you can't be mighty others. They're chayiv till you eat a kazayis dogon. If you didn't eat dogon and a kazayis, you can't be mighty. Now to understand this Gemara, there's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosis here. How to explain that if you eat a kazayis, you can be mighty other people. We know that not mechuyiv benching midaraisa only b'chalta v'sabata, like we learned the Gemara before. That only if you eat kedei sevia is a then midiraisa is a chiv to bench. If you only eat a shir midrabanan, which is a kazayis or a kebeya, then it's only a midrabanan and a midiraisa. So when the Gemara says that if you eat a kazayis, you could bench maitzirabim, so you would think it's only if others ate a kazayis like you. But if others ate the shir of deraisa, how could a derabanan be mighty deraisa? Kol she einam chuyv v'dover einu yochel loitzi. So Rama dechosu, you have to halach is that you have to be mechuyv v'dover, like the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, be able to be mighty someone else. And if the other people ate a kedei sevia and you ate only a kedei kazayis, how could you be mighty? How could you go and be mighty them? So Rashi answers that since you mechuyv v'drabanu, you called mechuyv v'dover already. That's called Mechuyev Adavar. And like we find, the famous Mordechai that says if you make Kiddush before Shabbos, after Mekabel Shabbos, when you have Tosfos Shabbos, even if it's Drabanan, it still helps, because Drabanan helps with Deraisa. So Rashi explains, and that's how a lot of Rishonim explain, that here, since you Mechuyev Drabanan, Mechuyev Drabanan can be Maitzah Deraisa also. So if that's the case, Frek Rashi, Hakom and Lavchavam Beis, we learned that a cotton cannot be Moitzi's father only if he ate Shir Kedei Svi and the father ate Rabbanon, so then he can be Moitzi's father, because then their father is a Rabbanon. But if the father ate the Shir Deraisa, a cotton can't be Moitzi. But if you're going to say that Rabbanim could be mitzi deraisa, called b'chui b'davar. How come the cotton can't be mitzi? So Rashi says a gevaldik chiddush here, which the Ramban also holds like that, and the Ramban says this in Brochus and also in Megillah. So Rashi says that a cotton is not mechuyev at all in mitzvahs. It's on the father. He's not called a mechuyev, even the Rabbanim. The father has a chiv to give him chinuch, but he's not called mechuyev. So Rashi's mechadish that a cotton is not called a mechuyev. He's not a mechuyev. The kasha is that if that's the case, if he's not called mechuyev, so even if the father ate a shir drabanan, how could it be might see his father? As a frek toisus. Toisus says, if that's the case, how could he be might see, even if the father ate a shir drabanan, if he's not called a mechuyev, how could he be might see the father? He's not a mechuyev. So the Toisus has a completely different shot. Toisus says that emes is that you don't have to eat anything to be able to be mighty someone else. Because except for Birchas and Nehenin, where you make a bracha before you eat, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, is called even apish yotza mighty. Because alts arvus, alts din arvus. So alts din arvus, you're mechuyev, since you're mechuyev bedover, and you mechuyev also alts arvus to help the other person. So alts arvus, you have a chiyev to be mighty the other person. So may you become mechuyev bedover through arvus, if you're mechuyev bedover. So mele, you become mechuyev bedover through arvus, Tois says, so mele, you really wouldn't need a kzayis over here. The only reason the Gemara says kzayis, they should be able to say, achalnu. You didn't need anything. You're saying sheker. How could you say achalnu? So others say, if that be the case in a place where you don't have to say achalnu, l'chayr you should be able to be mitzi even if you didn't eat a kazayas. And teretz that is old rishonim say that the chazal and masakin that you have to eat a kazayas. And loy pluk, and if you don't eat a kazayas, you can't say baruch shachalnu. You can't be mitzi the other. That you can only be mitzi someone else in benching if you're also benching. But if you're not benching, you can't be mitzi someone else with benching. You have to be mechuyev b'davar to by benching to say birch samazon. Is when you say the whole benching is thanking for achila. So you have to eat and you have to eat a kazayas. And really, when it says the garment of it is first on that he drank only and he went and still benched, so that's a chiddush. Really, it's not enough. So Chayyim and Rashi is very sure that the Gemara says often in Daf Chof and Beis that a cotton could be Moitzi's father if the father ate only Shir Drabanan. But if you're going to say he's not called Mechuyev B'davar, how could a cotton be Moitzi? So let's discuss a little the sugya of being mitzi, and what's called mechuyev bedaver, and when could you be mitzi, when can't you be mitzi. We find the same thing in by Megillah. You know, the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton could be mitzi his father with Megillah. And Pasha's the swear is because that their cotton is both rabbanans. So since they're both rabbanans, you can be mitzi. So the kasha is why do rabbanan hold? You can't, cotton can't be mitzi. And the same thing Tosis explains over here. Why can't a cotton be mitzi's father if the father ate a shir deraisa? So he says because a cotton will be a trade rabbanan. He's a trade rabbanan. So since it's a trade rabbanan, and the father is a chad rabbanan, because he's really mechuyev deraisa. So a trade rabbanan means, and the lamdas of it is someone whose whole chiv is only a rabbanan chiv, can't be mighty someone who is a deraisa chiv. So if the father ate a rabbanan de geshir, so the halach is, and he ate a deraisa de geshir, so his shir is really a deraisa de geshir more than the father. So he's mechuyev with rabbanan more than the father is mechuyev. Because he has a deraisa de gechiv to bench. So a drabanan of a deraisa. So then he can be mitzi his father. But in a place where it's trade drabanan can't be mitzi chad drabanan. And that's what he says in Megillah. So that's a svara of the drabanan where they hold by Megillah. A cotton can't be mitzi because the father is a chad drabanan and he is a trade drabanan. A trade drabanan can't be mitzi a chad drabanan. So Rashi, we have to fend for Rashi. Rashi says that a katan is not considered mechuyev adavar. If that's the case, how could the Gemara say in the Avchof that the halach is that a katan, if the father ate a shirban, he could be Maitzi's father? The Emes is, the Ramban says the same thing in the Machamas there in the Avchof, and the same thing in Megillah Dafites. The Ran brings the Ramban. The Ramban holds that a katan is not called mechuyev adavar. Toises holds and other Rishonim hold the katan is also mechuyev. He's mechuyev and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan put a chiv on him. And al tzchinach, the Rabbanan put a chiv. There's a chiv and Rabbanan al tzchinach. But now there's a chiv and Rabbanan. And Rashi holds no, there's no chiv on him, and that's Rabban says often, there's no chiv on the katan. So a katan, the halach is, a katan can't be mighty ever. So the Kivega right away over there in Brochus asks Akasha on the Ramban in Megillah, and then he says, I saw the Ramban here in the Machamas, and I see the Ramban has a different girsa. So the Ramban's girsa is that by a woman, the halach is that if she eats a shir deraisa, she can be moitzi. But by a cotton, the halach is a cotton is not mechuyev adavar at all. It's not called even Mechuyev Drabanan. It's called no Chiv at all. It's a Chiv only on the father of Mechanachim. And since it's only Chiv to father Mechanachim, he's not Goyers in the Gemara that by Kotan we might see. Bem Avorach Loviv. He's not Goyers that. He said Bem Avorach Loviv is Makra Loviv. The Oin Achrem, like the Gemara in Sukkah over there, says that he's, the father says it. He's just the one. So Me'er Yovel Lebeza, that the son has to be the one who says the benching to be able, the father should follow him. But anachem, the father does follow him, he can't be yoitza. So he's like the Ramban often. That the loch is that if the father, that he can't, if the father does follow him, he can't be, the loch is, it's only, when could you say that? It's only if the father follows him. But if the father doesn't follow him, he can't. So the choyu could say that, the same thing in Rashi. Rashi would hold that a cotton could never be mighty a father. But the only thing is, if you look in Rashi and over there in Broskov Amveis, he says often that if the father ate a shir drabanan, then a cotton could be mighty the gadol. So he says often that he could. So it's, and Rashi is very sure. But let's discuss how other Rishonim hold. So we have the shita of Rashi that a cotton can't be mighty, and since he is, even though he's mechuyev, but he's not called mechuyev. Toysa says a cotton could be mighty. That's a lot of Rishonim hold. And that's how it's Kapask in the Shulchan Aruch. The cotton who eats a shir kedei sviya could be mighty. That it could be mighty. That if the father ate a drabanan, because he could be mighty a drabanan. Other Rishonim hold that, and the Rambam Paskins like that. The Rambam Paskins that, look at this. If a person only ate a shir drabanan and he can't be mitzvah derais, even a gadol, the Rambam holds. The Rambam in Perkei of Hilchos Brachos in Halacha Tazayin, and he paskens there that even a gadol can't be mitzvah, not a gadol, if one ate a shir drabanan, one ate shir derais, because he holds a mechuyev drabanan can't be mitzvah, a mechuyev derais. He could only be mitzvah, a mechuyev drabon. You'll ask a kasha from our sugi here by Yanai that how could he go and be mighty him? So Enachrami, that's the Gemara says Lagarmi David. Everything he did is Lagarmi. Not only the Gemara is not going into the shir here and at Yerch Kazayas. So Rashi says you can't say like the Bahag, he brings the Bahag, and Toys brings the Bahag, that they say of him pshat here that you have to say that he can only be mighty. By Kazayas, he can only be mighty. Son also only ate Kazayas. So the Bahag and Toises and Rashi say you can't say that over here because Yanai surely ate Kadei Sevilla. So they hold no. They hold that Enachem they only ate Kazayas. You have no much hechrich to say like Rashi. The Rambam says you don't have any right to say for care. So you have to say that Enachem the Gemara didn't go into that he couldn't be mighty them, even if he would have eaten a gazayas. The Gemara is just saying, saying that he should have eaten, and he drank, And then the Gemara is going to the Shir. Enoch Lami is a problem with the Shir also. He kumim moitzis. According to the Rambam and the Bahag Enoch Lami, the loch is that if a person only eats a Shir Darbonin, he can't be moitzis deraisa. Because, like the Losh of the Rambam, because he has to be mechuyiv kamoisoi. The same thing like him. And if he's not mechuyiv and toy kamoisoi, then you can't be moitzis. Toysus and Rashi and the Rashbo and other Rishonim hold that the halacha is that since you're really mechuyiv deraisa and now you're mechuyiv derabanan, so since you're mechuyiv derabanan, so you call the mechuyiv in it. So memeli you can be mighty him, and really you've been mighty him out din arvus. You're mighty him out din arvus, and memeli you're considered mechuyiv in it, and out arvus you call the mechuyiv. The Rambam disagrees with that, and the Rebbe Hag, they hold that Drabonin can't be Maitzi Adaraisa. Mechuyiv Drabonin can't be Maitzi Adaraisa. And you have to be Mechuyiv Kamaisoi. And they hold Taka that if a person eats a Drabonin, he can't be Maitzi, if someone eats a Gzais, he can't be Maitzi someone who eats Kedei Sevilla. You know, even if they're both Daraisas, because you're only Mechuyiv Drabonin, he's Mechuyiv Daraisa, and that means and if Mechuyiv Drabonin, you're not called Mechuyiv Bedaber. The Ravid goes even a little weiter. He holds that the Rambam says that there's a chilek tshushim k'day sviya kazayis. He holds we pass on a kazayis also the raisa. Meli holds if you eat a kazayis, you can be moitzi. The halacha is if you eat a kazayis, you can be moitzi. And meli the whole sugya of Gemara over there, and the Afchof, he's not going to the whole sugya. He holds that over there, the halacha is a cotton can't be might see another person, and if there's a deraisa, kazayis is a deraisa, the loch is that someone's mechuyiv deraisa could be might see another person that's deraisa. We paskin kazayis only drabana. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says, that if you have two people, one ate kadei sviya, one ate kadei kazayis, it's better the kadei sviya benches. Nowadays, really, it's not a difference because everyone benches themselves. Well, that means to be mighty. Nowadays, everyone really benches themselves. So it's not really enough gemin. So what we really, the main thing we have to understand is Rashi. Rashi says often that a cotton could be mighty, a godl of the drabanan. And here Rashi says he's not called mechuyiv adover. How could he say he could be mighty? How could a cotton be mighty, a godl? So we could say, Rashi holds like this, that in a place where the cotton didn't eat a shear of a chiv of Kedei Sevilla, and his maisa is not a maisa of chiv, and the only way he could be maitzi, that's because he's called a mechuyiv adover, there Rashi holds, he's not called a mechuyiv adover. And he won't hold like Ramban, that he's never called a mechuyiv adover. There Rashi holds that in a place where you're not mechuyiv, your own chiv is only drabanan, and you're really not mechuyiv. It's only chinuch. So memela, it's not your chiv, so you can't be mechuyiv to moit somebody else. But in a place where you ate a shear deraisa, and so your benching now is a deraisa to benching, and it's a deraisa to benching not chiv chinuch cotton that you have to bench a deraisa to benching. If you have a chiv now to bench a deraisa to benching, so the benching is a benching. Memela you can be moit to someone else. In a place where you have come, the din is that the afish yotza moitzi, in that a place where you're not doing it, so you have to come into the din of arvus, and then you have to be arvus only if you call the mechuyev when you're mechuyev. Then you're, this arvus is because part of your chiyev is also arvus. A cotton who is not mechuyev, there's no arvus ben. But if he's doing the benching itself is a chepza of benching, so then he can be moitzi. So enoch nami, if he would only eat a shir drabanan, and with Mishavur Paskin Staki, he can't be moitzi his father. Because there, like, since it's only, so if you learn, because there's a shayla, since it's not called a chepza of benching. So Rashi would argue on Rabban on this thing. Rabban holds that cotton can't be moitzi even if he eats a shir deraisa. And he's going, it's different than Gemara. Rashi's mashma is goyer there in Daf Chof. He is goyer that a cotton can be mighty his father. The father eats his rabbanon, but that's only because his benching has a din of benching. He doesn't have to come out to din mechuyev adover. His benching is a benching, and his mele is benching. He can be mighty his father with a drayse. And achlam, if it be a rabbanon, he wouldn't be able to be mighty. By Megillah, Chanukah, there's a machloekus if a cotton could go be mighty a gadol. So in Hilchas Megillah, the Mechaber passes often that he can't be mighty a gadol. In Hilchas Chanukah, they bring Yesh Oimim that a cotton could be mighty, that the Shita is Baal Itu, and he holds both places, a cotton could be mighty. And but we pass them that a cotton can be mighty. What's the Svara of the Baal Itu? The Baal Itu holds the Svara, like Tosis brings the Svara in Lafchot Dalet in Megillah, that since a cotton was also be Oisa Neis, so the Rabbanim were Masakim, that Ketanim have all the Dinim of Gedoilim, and they can be mighty a cotton. That since Av Henoi by Sanes, so they were mistaken over there that a cotton is considered, and it's even usually it's only Al Tzchinuch. Here the mistaken a cotton can be mighty, but usually, if you hold that the halach is that trader bonin is a chadra bonin, so you can be mighty. So even if you hold the cotton is considered chuyv dover al tzad rabbanon, not like Rashi, and but since we passing always a trader bonin can be mighty chadra bonin. And Baal Itur holds Megillah is different than regular trade rabbanis. Regular trade rabbanis can be mighty achad rabban, but much by benching of the trade rabbanis won't be mighty. But by Megillah and Chanukah, since Aveinoi by Snes is different, we paskin that since the halacha is that the trade rabban can't be mighty achad rabban, because a trade rabban means his whole chiv is a different type of chiv. It's only a rabbanic chiv. A chadraban means he's a dreis, like a chiv, like a person. Just in this oifen, it's only draban. It's really a dreis. So maybe pasuk can't halacha lemaisa. We paskin that if you eat a shir gezayis, you could be mighty. Others eat k'day sviya, but the k'tchila k'day sviya is better. And the Rambam brings down that some the mshitas are made. You have to drink, and if you don't drink, there's a chiv dreis. So really, it's better to get someone who ate k'day sviya and drank. If you only have one person who ate, drank, and ate only k'dayis, or less than k'day sviya. When ate k'day sviya, so the achrayin will pass, you should take the person who ate a k'day sviya. So what we learned today is the halacha of voseis achiv and akotten. And if the chiv akotten is considered, he's mechuyiv or not, Rashi holds he's not called mechuyiv, and Tosfos and Rav Shoyim hold he is called mechuyiv, he could be mighty, and the Rambam passes also he's mechuyiv, he's considered in a place he could be mighty, the other person, if it's a shir drabanan, he could be mighty in other person, if the other person had a shir drabanan. But a zikr, a person who ate k'day sviya, a zikr derives according to all shitas. And if you have k'day sviya, a zikr better than someone who didn't eat k'day sviya. The one should hope that mishmikayim the mitzvah of chaldos vata v'rachto and eat k'day sviya, to mishmikayim the mitzvah derives of Savata. The one should hope that we should be able to Al-Aratz HaToyva, we should be zeichel to the Gula, and to be zeichel to bench in Eretz Yisrael, where be as a girl b'mher b'yameinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.